Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Does it stun you that Joe Flacco has thrown the most passes in the NFL
through
three games?
Not one bit.
It does me.
It does?
Yeah. It does me. Because
especially you,
really, we heard about, you know, hey, we're going back to the run. We're going to run the ball. We're going to become a running team. We're going to do the Kevin thing again. We're going to run.
Yeah.
Joe's thrown 126 passes, 45, 45, and 36 in three games. That's a lot. That's a lot. Don't you think?
Yeah, but I did you think they had a running game in week one or week two?
Yeah, I think they actually had a chance to have a running game. And with Quinshon Judkins, I think you do. And
now
I,
you do.
I want to, well, I think you could have otherwise. I think Jerome Ford is competent. Dylan Sampson looks competent.
We'll, you need
we'll
something
see.
More than competent. That's the thing. Like,
well,
to have
a true
running game, man, you better have somebody that can do just a little bit more, have a little bit of burst. Be able to get to the second wave. I don't know. Is that what it's called? The second wave when you get past the line?
Is it the second wave?
I don't know what that's called.
Nice.
Get into the other team's secondary. Judkins gave us hope that we haven't had since Nick Chubb left.
Okay, fine.
Sorry. Man, I saw so many Nick Chubb jerseys at the stadium on Sunday. So many.
We
see them all the time.
We did a shtick. It was informative more than it was a shtick during the offseason because we knew the Browns needed a quarterback. We had to find a quarterback. We even put together a dandy little open for it. It sounded like this.
We're not allowed to play it anymore.
Oh, okay. You told me earlier we were.
Wow, man.
Okay.
And then depression set in.
See?
Do you want us to hum or something?
No. It was called Let's Find Us a Quarterback. And we just went through and we picked a quarterback here and there, guys out of the draft. We found guys in the NFL. We talked about these guys and we laid them all out. I happened to stumble across.
Oh, you wanted that? I thought you wanted the Wheel of Regret.
No.
We've got too many bits going.
I
thought you wanted Wheel of Regret,
yeah,
too.
I said let's find us a quarterback, and we made an open for it.
Yeah, we can still play that.
Okay, let's play
it. We'll hit it.
Okay.
Words that are about to come out of Baskin and Phelps are merely here to inform you, not to influence you in any way, shape, or form, nor reflect the opinions of both Jeff and or Andy on who will play quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. These segments may cause nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea, and or any other misfortunes.
If you're allergic to quarterbacks, don't listen to
this
segment.
If this conversation lasts more than 6 minutes, go see a doctor.
Baskin and Phelps present.
All right, so tell me again how this is not the same old Browns.
Let's find us a quarterback.
See, there it was. And then, you know, I gave information about these guys and could this guy be the guy?
Andy and I got sick.
I came across the little format that I worked off of the other day.
Oh.
And I thought, this will make Andy mad. This will make Dan sick.
Great.
So we laid out these guys, but I actually stacked them in kind of an order that I thought this might be your best option. And I wonder now as we sit here, Browns fans, if you're thinking, yeah, we shoulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda.
What is wrong with you?
Well, it's nothing wrong, Dan. I'm interested in the success of our football team. I'm interested in the success of our football team. That's why
hogwash.
That's why I did this.
You are interested in living in the past and wallowing in your misery.
Frank Ryan was one hell of a guy and a good math professor. The plan A and plan B. I had four names at the top of this thing of guys. And I wasn't looking at the draft, but four names that I thought these guys could be the answer. Now, not necessarily long term, but the answer for this year and maybe a few more. And tell me, I mean, Flacco's thrown 126 passes. The four guys I had up top, Sam Darnold, who was a free agent out of Minnesota where he went 14-3. He signed with Seattle, and he's done reasonably well.
Mm-hmm.
They're 2-1. He's completed 70% of his passes. He's thrown for 221 per game, four TDs, three INTs. Russell Wilson, who you knew could have walked in here and just started, has not played well in New York. They're 0-3. 59% of his passes have been completed. He is throwing for 259 a game, but he's thrown three touchdowns, three interceptions. Carson Wentz was unemployed up until just before the start of the season when Minnesota signed him. And then J.J. McCarthy goes out with an ankle injury. Carson has to start last week. They blew out. They had a big blowout win. So he's 1-0 as a starter. He didn't have to throw much, but he was 14-20, 173 for two touchdowns. And then the guy I caught so much grief for, Daniel Jones, who got cut by the Giants, signed by the Vikings, left the Vikings as a free agent, signed with Indy. They're 3-0. He's completing over 71% of his passes, 272 yards per game, three touchdowns, no interceptions for Daniel Jones. And you could have signed Darnold. You could have signed Wilson. Could have signed Wentz. Could have signed Jones.
Have we passed the 6-minute mark yet? I'm just curious.
Instead, you signed Flacco.
This is why I wonder what's wrong with him.
I don't know.
Who wins?
They make medication for this.
Who wins in this conversation? Who walks out better?
That was the wheel of regret being spun.
Yeah, we heard it. Yeah.
Did they sign the wrong guy? I thought at the time they did, and I still think they did.
No, because your goal is different than my goal.
Yeah, it's different than my goal too. I was happy with who they brought back.
My goal was to reset the quarterback room, bring in a veteran presence, and get things going in the right direction.
And then
draft the quarterback next year.
Okay. And then.
That's my guy. And no end.
There's no guarantee you get the guy next year.
What does mine say?
I don't know. Where's my car?
No guarantee that you get the guy who's going to actually work. But I understand that. And the minute they traded the number two pick, that's obvious to what the plan was. But I think Darnold, Wilson, Wentz, and Daniel Jones are all better options than Joe Flacco. And that's no, I don't mean any disrespect to Joe. He doesn't look like
Sounds
the same.
Disrespectful.
He doesn't look awesome. Well, maybe. He doesn't look like the same quarterback he was when he was here. And they came back and won, and he did a great job on that, to get him into field goal position, and it was a great drive that the team ran. And I'm not saying that he's bad. I just would still much rather have Darnold or Wilson or Wentz or Daniel Jones. And they had the opportunity, and they didn't bring him in.
Okay. Wheel of regret. But they also brought in two young quarterbacks too. So
yeah, there were other guys that
we haven't seen yet.
Other guys that I think are interesting who they could have brought in. And like Kirk Cousins is still in Atlanta, maybe for good reason. Mac Jones was a free agent, and boy, he's playing well for the Niners with Brock Purdy out.
Yeah, Jeff, how many attempts did you say Flacco had?
126.
126.
That's the Kyle Shanahan magic, though.
Daniel Jones has 88 attempts.
Doesn't matter.
I wish we had Jonathan Taylor.
I'm just saying, if you're going to bring in a guy and you thought you were going to have to throw this much, would Joe Flacco have been that guy? I don't think so, personally.
If you compare him to Daniel Jones and the Colts, then yes, Flacco would have been the guy.
The Colts were so impressed with Flacco, they let him go and brought in Daniel Jones. And they're 3-0.
That's a tired.
It's a fact. They're 3-0.
Oh, come on.
They're 3-0, and he's playing well.
Why did the Browns let Flacco go 2 years ago?
Because they made a mistake.
Okay, you took me for a twist on that. I didn't expect that answer.
Yeah, no, you didn't. Yeah.
So you're saying the Browns should not have let him go last year?
That guy went 5-1 or 4-1 in five games. No, they shouldn't have let him go.
I am having a Fred Sanford right now, man.
Well, Andy, why would they?
I'm just impressed with your answer. I was just like, I didn't expect
why
that.
Why would they have let him go? He won.
Why? Because they wanted Deshaun Watson to be the quarterback.
He was 4-1 as a starter. Deshaun Watson was 4-1 as a starter.
You had two guys
who could win football games for you, and you let one of them walk.
They wanted to make sure the runway was clear so that the Watson plane could land.
I get that, but all you had to do was say, hey, Joe, if you're coming back, you're going to be the backup to Deshaun, okay? And if he said, then there you go. So,
and you can't tell me they weren't worried about the fans sitting in the stands.
Oh, fans schmans. You know why I say that?
Because we have a fan base
screaming for Dylan Gabriel, and we have a fan base screaming for Shedeur Sanders.
Okay.
Fans are always going to be screaming.
So
you can't base your decisions around the fans.
Straight. Jeff Phelps does not care about the fans. True or false? I just want to make sure I'm getting it straight. Jeff Phelps hates fans. Just saying.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Washing my hands of that.
I've never, ever liked you. Really, I never have. I've faked it for 14 years.
That's okay.
Lola's in Asheville.
You're not the only one.
Or is it Nashville? Where are you, Lowell?
Asheville County.
All right.
What's up,
Good Lowell? To have you with us.
Hey, listen, you know, I know you guys maybe want to dip the quarterback because of that. They didn't bring Joe back because they want to keep room for Deshaun. That's all fine and dandy. And the fans
wait. Like nobody, I don't think we've had a phone call in more than a year. Somebody wants to make room for Deshaun. I think Deshaun's, we both think he's on the table for this year, though.
Yep.
And I get people so mad. I got a friend whose husband wants to fight me over the fact that I could even think that they're going to put Deshaun back out on the field. Look at the checkbook, kids.
I really don't want to give Deshaun anything. I really don't want to. The only thing I'm going to say to you, and I've told you before, Kevin doesn't like to run the football. If you run the football, then we will have success with Joe. Joe's a stable anchor mooring for right now. And look back at the game 2 years ago when it's colder now. New Orleans ran the football. Kevin doesn't like to run the football.
All right, Lowell. I actually would beg to differ.
I would tell you the reason they won the game on Sunday is because they ran the football. Would you argue that?
No.
Quinshon Judkins helped them win that game.
All I do know is that the Browns quarterback has thrown the most passes in the National Football League. Mark's in Cleveland. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Jeff. I totally disagree with you all offseason about Daniel Jones, but you hit that one right on the head. And I agree with what Jeff talking about. When you go get a Joe Flacco, I don't think he was really trying to win. I think these guys, the ownership was like, okay, we're going to go ahead and let you guys pick your quarterback because you haven't had your quarterback that this GM and coach went ahead and got. And I think that's the thing they're trying to do. Because you look at Joe Flacco, man, this guy literally had the 10th worst game in Browns history. We got the win, so we overlooked how bad
that
game
was. What? The 10 worst games in Browns history?
He had the 10th worst quarterback game out of Browns history.
One. Okay, I thought you were saying he had 10 games.
Mark, the offense was terrible on Sunday.
His game ranked number 10 in the worst quarterbacks of Browns history, man. So, I mean, we're keeping him just on the simple fact that I think that we want to get another quarterback next year. Thanks for having me, fellas.
All right.
All right, Mark. All right. Thank you very much.
Drop the mic.
I think Mark might actually be right about that.
That's because he said you were right when he came out. He said,
should
I
we be spinning the wheel of regret, guys? Sam Darnold was there. Russell Wilson was there. I know money had something to do with this because you're paying Deshaun so much money. Carson Wentz looks like he can still play and is doing okay for Minnesota. We'll see how that goes. Daniel Jones, kind of the talk of the NFL at quarterback. Are we spinning the wheel of regret? Should Shador maybe have said, yeah, I'd love to back up Lamar Jackson? You'll understand next, right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.